The music of surprise for the timeless all-stars. Cedar and Buster and Billy emerge from the wings, exuding elan and inexpressible cool as they take their places behind piano, bass, and drums. The trio maneuvers through a series of tunes as if their fingers, feet, whole bodies carried within all that remarkable music, sounds they just tote around as they move through the world, let out to play from day to day. Then Harold conveys his sax to center stage, threads notes through the tapestry, gives the tunes extra texture as they curl out over the crowd like a breeze you can't see or touch, warm and cool at the same time. A few songs further on, Curtis sidles up to Harold, lifts his trombone, and as the trio begins a new song, Harold and Curtis blast off for the moon. By the time Bobby grabs his mallets, makes it a sextet, something better than sex has started to happen on stage, and the six men look at each other and wonder, smiling at finding this astonishing little groove. As the music starts to sound not just celestial, but out of this or any world, the only thing the audience can do is hold its breath, embrace this feeling for as long as it lasts. Another gig, another show, another city for the band, until it proved more than anyone had any right to expect or think they deserved on what had seemed just another night in another spot, nothing special at all. What is jazz? This, the music of surprise, a chance to invite the incredible just by listening, letting go, letting a force you cannot even hope to comprehend take charge one more time.